各位弟兄姐妹，我们先做一个祷告。这一天我们感谢赞，我们感谢你，谢谢你又让我们在共聚一起，在你的殿中，在你的同在中，我们可以一同赞美你，敬拜你。
We can come together and praise you and worship you.
And 分享我们的生命见证。
And to share our testimonies.
我们宣讲你的话语。
And to preach your words.
使你使你在我们的生命中更做更深的工作。
So that you can do deeper works within our hearts, within our lives.
So 我们的生命可以得以被建造。
And that, so that our lives can be established more in you.
使你的荣耀跟能力彰显在我们的生命。
So that your glory and your power can be manifested in our lives.
我们得将荣耀都归给你。
Lord, we give you all the glory.
今天早上求你的圣灵在我们的当中。
This morning we ask your Holy Spirit to be among us.
做你在我们生命中要你照着你的旨意运行，做完成你的工作。
May your Holy Spirit be with us today and do works according to your will.
我这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主啊！我觉得今天神跟我们讲了很多的话。今天，诗歌里面有讲到我们的荣耀跟能力都在乎神。
Today, God has already spoken to us many words, and in the hymn, it says that our honor and our glory depends on the Lord.
那今天又有姐妹分享说，我们必须要时时悔改。
Today also a sister shared that we need to repent moment by moment.
而且要彻底的认罪悔改。
And to repent completely.
让神的能力，让神的恩膏在我们的生命里面彰显。
So that God's power and God's anointing can be manifested in our lives.
然后有姐妹讲到说，我们必须要回到那个最基本、最起初的，就是神的话跟神的爱。
And Sister Linda also shared that we need to go back to the basics, and that is God's God's words and that God is love.
我们要做神要我们做的部分。
We need to do the part that God wants us to do.
而且我们必须要依靠神，让神做他，让神来完成他的工作。
And we need to trust in God so that God can complete His work in us.
所以我们需要神的话。
So we need God's words.
所以我们需要神的灵。
And we need God's Holy Spirit.
我们需要神的荣耀。
We need God's glory.
我们需要神的能力。
We need God's power.
我们的生命才可以被建造。
only then can our lives be established.
神的工作旨意才可以被工作才可以变建建成。
And only then can God's works be finished.
Yeah. 我早上我其实每次就是分享的时候有有里面都有一些意念，我就祷告主主啊，你要我分享什么？那。
So earlier when I was praying to God, Lord, what do you want me to share?
好像两件事情，第一个你要回到基本，最基本最回到那个foundation, 回到那个基本最基础的地方。
So there were two things. One of them is that we need to go back to the foundation.
第二件事情就是神的荣耀跟能力。
And then the second one is God's glory and power.
我记得上一次我有分享的时候有讲到这个，我问大家说是不是你我们你是不是这个聪明的这个盖房子的人呢？
I remember the last time I shared, I asked everyone if you are a good, a wise builder.
那我们有分享到马太福音第五章。
And we shared Matthew chapter 5.
那我觉得神要我继续在分享第六章跟第七章。
And I think God wants me to share, continue to share chapter 6 and 7.
因为这个是一个耶稣他一个完整的一个 message.
Because this is a complete message from Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们也可以去，你们圣经很熟，你们可以去回想马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章，耶稣他跟信徒们还有跟随的他这些人他们所说的话，然后他的心意是什么。
Brothers and sisters, if you know the Bible well, we can go back, review chapter 5, 6, 7, and to think about what Jesus said to his disciples and the people and what his will is in these scriptures.
那我们待会不会每章每节看，但是会就是整个我们会我们会把整个这个它里面的概要我会再谈一下。
We're gonna read it. We're not gonna read it verse by verse, but we're gonna go through the chapters and talk about the main points.
我们第二章我们上来稍微复一下，上一次谈到很重要的一件事情，就是耶稣讲到了一个里面很重要的事情，就是他来不是要我们看他来不是要废掉，他来不是要把律法呢跟先知呢不是要废掉他们，他是要来成全他们。
And one of the key points in chapter 6 is that when Jesus comes, he's not here to get rid of the laws, but he's here to fulfill the laws.
但耶稣他并没有一开始就讲重复以前摩西神这制定了这些法律，要告诉他的百姓去遵行了这些法律或者是规章，他并没有。
So when Jesus came, Moses did in the Old Testament. He didn't go back and review all the laws that that God had given the Israelites.
我们看到在这边第五章，他一开始他讲到天国的他讲到天国的对什么对跟天国的法则。
So in chapter 5 here, it talks about the laws of heaven.
他讲到要谦卑。
It mentions being humble.
他讲到要连续。
It mentions about having empathy.
他讲到要温柔。
Showing mercy, and it also talked about being meek.
他讲到要饥渴慕义。
And it also mentions about longing for righteousness.
他讲到要有一颗清洁的心。
And it talks about having a pure heart.
他讲到要喜爱和平。
And it talks about having peace and love.
他还讲到要连续。
And it also mentions about being merciful.
耶稣会讲到预定我们会被会被这个毁骂。
So Jesus also mentioned that we're going to be slandered.
被逼迫。
Be persecuted.
但是他讲到这些事情，我们这些的法则，我们都是照着这些的法则，我们都是在天国，我们都是有福的。
He mentions all these things, but according to these laws, that we're going to be blessed in heaven.
但是有一件事情，耶稣特别讲到是他说这些律法呢，我们不只是知道，我们还要去做。
And one thing that Jesus said was that these laws, not only should we know them, but we should also put them in action.
那架构在这些基础上，耶稣更延伸呢，把律法，因为耶稣怎么他在讲这个完全律法的部分，他更深的把神的律法呢更深的。他更深的来诠述他，把整个律法的精神做更深的一个诠述。
So when Jesus are when Jesus is talking about these laws, at a deeper level, he is explaining the meaning, the essence, of these laws at a deeper level.
他不是看那个律法的条文，他看到那个律法，看那个律法的。背后的那一个他的会造成那个会需要守这个律法的问题的根源。
He doesn't just look at the laws. He looks at behind these laws. The root behind it.
而且那个注重那些行为的动机。就是从心里面的那个行为的动机。
And he looks, he finds that it's more important to look at the intentions of every action.
那主耶稣要求我们我们自己一个自律跟一个自洁的一个心。
And Jesus wants us to have a independent and
self-control.
Self-control, yeah.
And pure heart.
Self-control and pure heart.
所以耶稣讲到说，举个例子，他讲到说杀人，对，他说骂了弟兄，我们去轻藐视弟兄，或者是去骂弟兄，他讲那个fool，说就是disrespect，就是说不尊重弟兄。或者去骂弟兄你是不好的，这个就已经是就是在神的眼光就已经是杀人了，不见得你真的是要去把人杀了才算是杀人。
And so concerning murder, Jesus said that you know you don't really have to murder a person to become a murderer in God's eyes, but if you scold or slander your brother in Christ.That in a way is murderous to God.
实际上也是这样，我们看到很多造成这个凶杀杀人的事件的背后呢，我们如果真正的去探讨，我们会看到有几个根源地，比如说仇恨。
And we see that if you look at people who committed murders. If we look at the roots of that, a lot of it comes from hatred.
还有嫉妒。
Comes from jealousy.
Right. 该隐 Right. 该我们看到那个创世纪的时候，第一个人类的凶杀案就是这样。
And take the example of the first murder that was ever recorded. The first murder was from by Cain.
对啊，该隐跟约伯的事情。
Cain and Abel.
第二个，耶稣在讲到淫乱，因为杀人是十诫的里面的第六个。
So committing murder is the sixth commandment from the Ten Commandments.
我们知道十诫里面前四个是讲到我们对神的关系，后面六个是我们跟人的关系。
And so the first four commandments talks in the Ten Commandments talks about the relationship between God and us, and then this the latter six commandments are about our interactions with other people.
所以耶稣是针对里面的第六个，是这个杀人是我们跟人之间的关系，来拿出来探讨。
And so number six, do not commit murder, is talking about our relations, our interactions with other people.
所以当我们下一次骂弟兄是傻瓜的时候，他这个人讲到，你看他说。骂弟兄是跟弟兄动怒，或者是骂弟兄是加拉，拉加，或者是骂弟兄是魔力，那这都就是有耶稣在这边都有讲到他的严重性。
And here, if we call our brothers Raka and
Raka 还有这个 fool, you fool,
a fool, then it's a It is very severe.
那怎么办呢？我们必须去。如果我们心里想到弟兄对我有怀恨，我们就应该跟弟兄先和好。
And what should we do? So if we harbor hatred inside of our hearts, the first thing we need to do is to reconcile with our brother.
那耶稣要那第一个是不要杀人，再来是不要奸淫。他的第七条是不要奸淫。那耶稣在这一条也拿出来特别的对他有深入的一个探讨，告诉我们。
So number the sixth commandment is about not committing murder, and then the seventh one was about not committing adultery, and Jesus took it out and let us and analyzed it.More deeply.
耶稣说我们看我们动了言我们动了这个动了这个言念的时候就是已经犯了奸淫了。
And Jesus said that if anyone looks at a woman lustfully and has that thought, that person has already committed adultery in his heart.
所以我们眼睛看是很重要的。
And so, what our eyes see is very important.
在我过去跟随主的这些年间呢，我也好多次有这样子的试探。
And so, yeah, in the past, there were many times there were these kind of temptation.
我学到的就是。要抵挡。
And what I've learned is to resist it.
我们不看那个东西要让我们 force 我们看。
And sometimes we don't want to see it, but the things comes out and forces us to see it.
譬如说店里的电脑。
It could, for example, it could be your computer.
有时候你的 email 啪，它就跳出来一个你不应该看。
And sometimes in your email, it pops up things that we shouldn't see.
你在看 browser 在做 research 的时候，它就啪跳出来一个。
And when you are looking at your browser and you're doing research and it pops up.
有时候在我这个我学了这个很 hard 的这个就是。 有几次呢，我就 click 了。
And a couple of times, it just clicked it.
这一 click 进去呢，就没完没了。
And once you clicked into it, there's no end.
掉进到一个很深的一个一个试探里面。
And you fall into a very deep temptation.
在神的角度，其实就是犯罪了。
And in God's eyes, that is sin.
当然，他也会带出了一个结果。
And of course, it's going to bring about a consequence.
那个结果就是，第一个你马上可以知道了。你觉得，我觉得说我跟神远离了。
And the first consequence that you can feel, almost instantaneously is that you feel distant from God.
就是那个神的那个同在，就刚好我们有姐妹讲到，就好像你那个朋友平常跟你讲话，现在不跟你讲话了一样。
And you feel this, you feel distant from God as if you usually talk to a friend that you know, and all of a sudden the friend doesn't talk to you.
我非常的我马上警惕到，所以马上在下一次有这样 的事情的时候，抵挡就是连看都不看，马上把它 close 掉，你把电脑关机都可以。
And so the next time the same thing happened, I learned my lesson and know to resist it right away, to not only close the browser, so you can even turn off your computer.
这不见得是发生在男孩子身上。
It's not just happening to young men out there.
发生在姐妹的身上也是。
And sometimes it happens to sisters.
上一次来这边从那个新加坡来的那个 Ruth 姐妹。
Last time, Sister Ruth from Singapore came.
她是一个电脑工程师。
She's a computer engineer. She used to be a computer engineer.
但是她现在已经是全职的服侍。
But now she's a full-time, she's doing ministry full-time.
她说她碰到那个电脑跳出来，她就拿一张纸，她只要一，她连看都，她一看，她马上一出来，她比她还快，她就把那个荧幕贴上去。
And she said, sometimes when there are pop-ups that comes up, she has a paper right next to her computer, she would cover it up right away. She doesn't want to see.
然后他用的老鼠去，他知道他我不想他怎么这么厉害，他用老鼠去把那个 cross 掉。
And she knows where the X is on the browser, and she closes it while at the same time covering the screen.
所以他就看不到了。
So that way she wouldn't see anything.
所以他就那一次的试探 temptation， 他就离开了。
And that time the temptation left her.
我还发现一件事情，当我们没有去抵挡这一个试探的时候呢，那个结果。就是这个东西，它会越来越多。
And what I realize is that if we don't resist it, these kind of things, it just comes up more and more.
为什么？因为有破口。刚刚有姐妹讲到有破口。
And why is that? Because there's loophole.
因为 Internet 它很聪明，它会收集你的资料。你去点了这个东西，它知道你这个人喜欢这个东西，它就一直往。越来越多的东西就往你这个地方送。
And because the internet is smart, if you click on it, the more and more of they know that you watch or you like these things, so they will send more of it your way.
那反之亦然，如果是我们看的东西是敬虔的，是寻求神的。这个东西越来越多会往到你这边来。
And on the other hand, if the things that we look at, we read, are things that belong to God, are godly, then more godly things will come your way.
所以说，看是很重要的，听也是很重要的。
So what we see is very important, and what we listen to is very important.
这是耶稣对对淫乱的他一个延伸的一个更深的一个告诉我们。
And this is what Jesus tells us concerning adultery in a deeper way.
接着耶稣讲到第八诫里面讲，第八诫是说不要 做假见证。
And the eighth commandment tells us not to give false testimonies.
但是耶稣在这边延伸是说，以前的人他们要证明他们不做假见证，他们就起誓。
So people in the past, if they wanted to prove that they weren't giving false testimonies, they would have oaths.
但是耶稣说，你什么事都不要起。
But Jesus said, do not swear at all.
他说是就是是，不是就是不是，再多的就是从恶者来的。
And Jesus said, simply let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
上一次我有做见证了，所以说我们如果照着耶稣的话做，就蒙祝福。我很多次都是这样子。
Last time I gave the testimony concerning this, and every single time we do according to God's will and God's words, we will be blessed.
我们向着人是这样，我们向着神也是一样。
We do what we do towards men, towards people, and towards God is the same.
就是认罪悔改。
And it is to repent, and in words and action.
那第二先，这边最后讲到耶稣讲到，他对一些其他的规章，就是一些当时摩西律的规章，有一些特别的解释，就是我们不要以牙还牙，我们要以善行对待那些对我们不好的人。
And here.It says that we shouldn't be eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, but that we should do kindness. We should be kind towards the people who are not kind to us.
注意那个以牙还牙，圣经上的确有这样讲，但是那个是一个标准，让审判官，当然他们在审判，给他们一个态度，要公平。
And so, yes, it is in the Old Testament, it did talk about eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But it was a regulation that was given that would show justice.
耶稣也讲到说要爱仇敌。
And Jesus also talked about loving your enemies.
耶稣，如果神要我们爱仇敌，那更我们爱我们周边的，我们旁边认识的人，那更要多少的爱呢？对不对
？And so, if we need to love our enemies, then how much more should we love the people around us?
所以耶稣说要，我们要像他希望我们完全，而且要像天父一样完全。
And so Jesus told us to has told us to be faultless, to be perfect, just as our Father is perfect.
耶稣也要我们做，他说我们是地上的盐。
And Jesus also mentioned that we are the salt in this world.
我们也是世界上的光。
And we are also the light in this world.
那这个光呢，是用来照亮。
And the light is to shine upon other people.
耶稣说。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见他们的好行为。
第五章十六节。It says that chapter 5 verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
并将荣耀归给天上的父。
And to give glory to the Father in heaven.
是人家看到我们的好行为之后，那些看到的人将荣耀归给天父。
So when people see our good deeds, they will give glory to our Father in heaven.
耶稣就是这样子啊。
And this is what Jesus did.
你看耶稣我们看圣经四福音书好多次，耶稣医治的人，然后他把福音传给他们，而且医治了他们，把身上的鬼赶出去的时候，或者当耶稣讲话有权柄，他们觉得耶稣权柄的，他们就怎样？他们就把荣耀归给神。
And this is how Jesus was. Whenever Jesus says something, that and other people hear it, Jesus gives glory to the heaven, the his Father in heaven.
所以说啊，其实我们神跟我们讲这么多，其实他是预备我们要做啊行善。
And Jesus tells us so many things. He's preparing us to do good.
但是第六章我们接着看他行善呢，他耶稣就讲到了，他讲到在这边呢，我们在第六章的时候，耶稣有延伸讲到说，有几件事情哈，他说在第六章这边有讲到有三件事情，他说啊，耶稣说我们天上的父会暗中查看。
And so in chapter 6, they said there are three things that our there are three things, and one of it is that our heavenly Father will look down from above.
然后报答我们。
And reward us.
第一件事情就是行善。
And the first thing is to do good.
就是周济穷人嘛。
To give to the needy.
然后第二件事情是祷告。
And then the second thing is to pray.
他就说你祷告要在暗中里面祷告。
And he was saying that when you pray, you know, you pray unseen.
对，在那个 closet 在柜子里面祷告。
You can pray in the closet or in secret.
那第三个就是禁食。
And then the third one is fasting.
那我在想说这边我想耶稣的意思不是说叫我们去行善的时候不要让人家看到，因为你行善会被人家看到，这个是很正常的。
And this Jesus is not necessarily telling us that when you do good, when you give to the needy, to not let other people see it. Because sometimes when you do good and you give to the needy, people will see it.
他重点是说我们的心态是不是故意要让人家看见。
And the key, the focus here is that is our intentions. Do we intentionally make other people see that we're doing good?
然后我们得着那个荣耀。
And we give that glory. We receive that glory from people.
人家说：“哎呀，哇，格雷亚，你真的是哇，是赞。”
So to say, oh, you know, this person, you're so awesome.
其实那也是正常，其实神就是看我们的心，看那个就是那个心。
And God looks in our hearts.
那同样的祷告也是一样。
And in the similar way, prayers is the same.
我想神也不是叫我们，你看我们就在祷告啊，我们就在这个会堂，你看到我祷告，我看到你祷告，对不对？
And I think similarly, when we're talking about prayers is the same way, because when we are praying in God's temple, you see that I'm praying, and I see that you're praying.
所以耶稣的意思不是叫我们祷告都要真的都是关在柜子里面祷告。
And Jesus is not really saying that you have to go in your closet and pray every single time.
那是有那个时候，那有那个需要，有那个在 closet 在那个柜子里面也有那个需要。
That is like if there's a need to pray in the closet, you can pray in the closet.
但是我们在在会众里面祷告，只要是我们的心是向着神。
But if we are praying in the congregation, as long as our heart is toward God,
神都会报答我们的。
And God will reward us.
那禁食也是一样。
And the last one, fasting, is also the same.
Yeah, 他说圣经里面说不要把我们的脸弄得很难看。
And it says don't, do not.
我禁食五天啊。
Do not somber as the hypocrites do, and because they disfigure their faces.
然后我就想到这个人弄的故意叫人看出他们是禁食，这还蛮难的，我都不晓得。怎么让弄出来叫人家看我是禁食。
And recently I was looking at this, you know, the people who disfigure their faces to show men they're fasting. Sometimes I wonder how to do that because it might be very hard.
所以我们是向着神的心，我们刻骨己心，神的暗中会报答。
So it's our intentions, our hearts, toward God. And let's look at the section for prayers. So Jesus teaches us how to pray.
耶稣这些来他，你看这个场景，就是这个发生的那个场景，是很多人他们的病被医好了，他们的鬼被赶出去了，他们就跟着从叙利亚从各个地方跟到这个地方听耶稣讲道。
So the background for this is that there were a lot of people who were healed, and they were following Jesus all the way from Syria and coming here.
但是在很多人他们都会跟神求告。
And a lot of people they would cry out to God.
他们也希望神给他们这个，给他们这个。
And they want God to give them this and give them that.
但是耶稣在这边教他们的祷告。
And here, but Jesus here teaches them how to pray.
他这里面基本上主导了嘛，就主导有三个有三个愿，有三个求。
And here they have the three may and then the three ask request. Yeah.
所以这我们都知道，但是里面有一个三个愿，我们愿神的国愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So in the first part, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, and your will be done. In Chinese, it uses the word yuan, which means, let it be done, like may it be done.
然后呢，他接着求说，我们日用的饮食赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And then it goes on to say,give us today our daily bread, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
对我个人，我觉得很重要的是，这个，免了人的债，免了我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
For me, it's especially important, this part says, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
因为神是借着这个三章经节医治了我。
And because God used these three verses to heal me.
我读这三章经节的时候，我是躺在地上。
And when I read these three verses, I was lying down on the ground.
我那时候吃饭计划要端着一个碗，把饭菜全部装在里面，我就这样躺着吃。
Back then, when I had to eat, my wife had to give me the food in a bowl, and I had to eat it lying down.
有好几次的时间，我上厕所是要用爬着去洗手间，就像小狗一样。
There were many times, I had to crawl.To use the restroom, kind of like a dog.
我绝对不愿意再回去那个样的光景。
I do not want to go back to that kind of situation again.
我是在，我是超过一个礼拜，把这个就是在这个礼拜里我读了这些经文。
And for me, I read the scriptures in a week.
这是神的福音。
And this is God's gospel.
这是神的话。
And this is God's words.
罗马书一章十七节说什么？
So Romans chapter 1 verse 17.
这神的福音本这本是神的大能。
So it says chapter 1 verse 17.For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith.
要救一切相信的人。
From first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
我记得， 我读这三章经文应该是礼拜二的事情。那一个就是我得救的那一个礼拜二的，只前一个礼拜二的事情。
I read these verses the Tuesday before I was healed.
那耶稣就接着继续讲。
And、Jesus continued to say.
这再下来这三段三再下来经文对我来讲是我的对我人生的转捩点。
Next three parts are、the turning points in my life.
第一件事情就是，第一件事情就是不要要积财宝，要积财宝在天上。
The first one is to、store our treasures in heaven.
耶稣说什么呢？说是你的你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
Jesus says that for where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
因为我到美国来是要发财的，准备要发财的。
Because I came to the U.S. To make lots of money.
我念大学第一年级，我的决定就是要发财。
The first year in college, my goal was to make lots of money.
我研究所毕业之后，我还是觉得我要发财。
And even after I graduated from grad school, my goal was to still make a lot of money.
我到美国来，我还是觉得我要发财。
And even when I came to the U.S., I still, my goal was to make money.
但是当我躺在地上的时候，当我生大病的时候，我就很担心我的美梦会破消了。
But when I was sick, lying on the ground, I was really afraid that my good dream was going to go to waste.
因为我觉得我都担心我的命保不住了。
I was afraid that I couldn't even keep my life.
我都没有办法照顾我的太太跟两个小孩。
I was afraid I couldn't take care of my wife and my two children.
但神用这一个经文把我敲醒。
But God used this verse to wake me up.
因为我不知道还有存在天上的宝藏的财宝。
Because I didn't know that there's treasure in heaven.
我知道的就只有地上的财宝。
All I knew was treasure in this earth.
这是神极大的怜悯，神就在我躺在地上的时候，可能我们那个时候可能叫谦卑吧。
So this is God's mercy for me. To give me this verse, I think as I was lying down on the ground, laying down on the ground, that's a good way to be humble.
所以感谢主，神。
And so I praise the Lord.
这只是一个提醒。
This is a reminder.
那接下来，当然耶稣在这边讲到说，我想他耶稣在这个意思最主要，耶稣这个经文是提醒我，但是耶稣在这个经文他还有更深的意思。
And this is a reminder, and I believe that Jesus has a deeper meaning for this part.
下面这三件事情都是跟服事神有关系的。
And the next three parts has a lot to do with serving the Lord.
积财宝在天上。
Treasures in heaven.
不要忧虑。
Do not worry,
不要论断人。
And judging others.
那积财宝在天上这边呢？耶稣其实，他的意思是要我们服侍神的时候，我们要专心。
Treasures in heaven. Jesus said this because he wants us to focus on serving the Lord when we serve the Lord.
他这边用眼睛，因为眼睛是带领我们走路的。
Here it talks about the eyes, and because our eyes leads us to walk.
可是我们的眼睛如果放在两个地方，一个放在神，一个放在钱财的话，我们自己的钱财上，我们就会昏暗。
But if our eyes one is on God and the other one is on the money, then we ourselves will be in darkness.
你们可以去看提摩在前书第六章里面就有讲到这一方面。
You can go read First Timothy Chapter 6.
Yeah, chapter 6.
We don't have to read it right now. You can read it on your own later.
所以我们一个人不能侍奉神又侍奉钱财。
So one person cannot serve both God and money.
但是不要误会，我这边提摩太前书那边讲到说，这个钱财是万恶之根。贪财是万恶之根，对不起, 贪财。
In Timothy, it talked about greed, especially greed for money, is the root of all sins.
所以不是说我们不能够在地上有钱财，或者是说我们做适当的储蓄，这个都是对的，因为圣经上是要平衡的。
And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't have, you know, appropriate savings. Use our money wisely.
这圣经上都有教导。
These things are actually also there needs to be a balance, and these things are actually instructed in the Bible.
我们要先把圣经上教导很多，我们必须要先尊荣神。
In the Bible, it tells us about a lot of things, and the first thing is we need to honor God first.
以前的说话不是说我们那个种稻啊，或者种这些谷类啊，我们必须要先把它的收成的最上好、初熟的部分，先献给神。
So in the past, when there's wheat or whatever crops, we need to give the best part to God, the first fruits to God.
那我们也要，我们也可以有自己供应需要的部分，可以做一些储蓄。
And we can also save up for later.
而且我们必须要把我们有的这个钱财，我们要给我们多，如果有的话，我们要给需要的人，帮助需要的人。
And if we have extra money, we can give it to people who really need it.
这是耶稣他要我们在钱财上面要做的。
And this is what Jesus wants us to do in the Bible.
那接下来他说不，耶稣接着说不要忧虑。
And then the next part, Jesus says, do not worry.
不要忧虑吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
It says, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about what you, your body and what you will wear.
当我在看前几天我在看这个经文的时候，说哇，主啊，我说求你赦免我。
The other day, I was just rereading this, and I told the Lord, Lord, please have mercy on me.
因为在过去这么多年的时间，我每次呢跟菊华，我们要去吃东西，或者在家里，我说要吃什么啊？
In the past years, after I've become a Christian, sometimes I ask my wife, Oh, what should we eat? Well, what can we eat?
是英文上说 What should we eat?
That's why here I say, don't do not worry about what you will eat.
第三十一节啊，第七章三十一节，他说，耶稣说 ，do not worry, saying, what shall we eat?
So verse 31 says, so do not worry, yeah，不要担心吃什么喝什么。那
我那时候这个地方对我影响很大，因为那时候你看我刚买房子，我生病的时候刚买房子，然后家里也有很多的有要很大的 mortgage， 很多的那个贷款要背。
So it was a lot of pressure for me at that time because I just bought the house and there was a lot of mortgage that I had to pay.
然后我又不能工作。
And I couldn't work.
然后又有小孩子。 跟那个鸭子这样，乌鸦这样，叫up。
And I had two kids who were, like the birds, you know.
我又不能出去叼那个东西回来喂他们。
And I couldn't go out and get food, go out into the wild and get food for them.
Warm.
Yeah, warm.
对，乌鸦叼。所以我真的是。 不知道怎么办，我那时候真的是心里非常的忧虑。
So, during that time, I didn't know what to do. I was very worried.
我想菊华可能比我还忧虑。
I think back then, Maybe my wife was more worried than I was.
所以神好像我当我读这个经文的时候，当我读到，当我读到这个，当我读到第二十六节的时候，好像就有一个亮光出来。
So when I read to verse 26, there was it seems as if there was a revelation from God.
他说：“你们看，那天上的飞鸟也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里面。你们天的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟更贵重的多吗？”
Chapter 26 says, "Look." Verse 26 says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them."
So, 你们哪一个人可以使思虑多岁数多加一刻呢？
Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add an hour, a single hour to his life?
所以三十四节他又说，所以你们不要忧虑，为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就好了。
So verse 34 says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own."
这是对神的一个那时候我不懂，但是我现在知道这个是对神的一个专心，还有对神的一个信靠，信靠神会供应我们一切的需要。
Back then I didn't understand it, but now I understand that this is a focus to on God, a trust, faith in God.
这边有一个很重要的观念，我是很辛苦学来的。
And here is a very important concept that I learned with much effort.
跟基华吵了几次架，他也很受苦，然后我才神才教导我这个功课。
I had some few conflicts with my wife regarding this, and after this, God taught me a lesson.
第一个，我们要知道，我们所有的我们得财富的能力，全部从神而来。
The first thing we need to know is that our ability to earn money comes from the Lord.
汪大哥，你会做菜，是神给你这个能力。
Brother Wang, you're very good at cooking. That's ability given from God.
学强，你会弹琴，是神给你这个能力。
Abraham, you can play the piano. It's God given power.
David, Andrew, 还有我们会电脑，这是神给我们的能力。
David, Andrew, and I, we're good at the computer because God gave us this talent.
这个认知非常的重要。
Understanding this is very important.
因为只有这个有这个认知的话，我们知道我们的能力，我们所得到的这些公司啊，或者是说我们老板给我们的这些，是神给我们的。
After we know this, we know that whatever.That's given to us from our boss or from whatever. We know that it's given to us from God.
因为如果我们觉得这个东西是我赚的，我的，我们很不容易，我们这会跟神斤斤计较。
Sometimes if we think that I earned it, we earned it, then we will be very stingy with the Lord.
那还有一个是我其实我有这个认知呢，我里面要只有神光在就是要把我那个我对我这个人拦阻，还有一个是我的骄傲。
And so after knowing this, there's a barrier that I had, and the barrier was pride.
我记得周牧师给我一个，那时候几年前，我们刚信主，给我一个录音带。
I remember a few years ago, Pastor Chas gave us a recording.
是个加州的牧师。
Excuse me. It's a recording. Thank you. It's a recording from a pastor in California.
他是讲到十一奉献这件事情。
He mentioned about tithing.
牧者他们都不好意思讲这件事情。
A lot of pastors they don't want to talk about this topic.
所以周牧师就把这个录音带给我，我想他也不是故意的。
And so Pastor Chow gave me this tape, and I know he didn't do it intentionally.
可能神感动他给我。
Maybe God told him to give it to me.
然后我就很生气。
And then I got very angry.
我说到我知道十一奉献啊。
And I said, of course I know about tithing.
因为有一次计划问我说，你有没有十一奉献还是怎么样？我说我知道要十一奉献啊。
Because one time my wife asked me, did you tithe? And I said, of course I know about tithing.
但是我就是不希望人家告诉我。
But I don't want people to tell me about it.
所以我跟她生气，生了好几次气。
So I was angry with her a couple of times.
我里面那个骄傲啊，是只有神用杖打我才会知道。
The pride inside of me, only when God uses a scepter to hit me will I understand.
这是我认为是神要祝福我们信心的最大的、最很重要的一个功课。
And I think this is a lesson of faith that God wants to bless us.
最后一个主讲到不要论断。
And then the last one talks about judging others.
好，我再回去讲一下神怎么帮助我，就是说。神，当时我躺在地上的时候，我读到这个经文的时候，神好像就给我一个办法。
Let's go back to "Do not worry" the section for "Do not worry." So as I was laying on the ground, and God gave me a solution.
他说：“你没有钱，不能工作。”你没有钱可以付你的 mortgage， 那就把房子卖掉啊。
God gave me this idea that you know if you don't have the money to pay for the mortgage, because you can't work since you're sick, then you can sell the house.
然后他接着讲，你房子卖掉，没有地方住，你就租个房子啊。
And if you sell your house, you don't have a place to live.Then you can rent a place.
如果你租房子的钱都用光了，那你就回台湾了。
And if the money that you need to rent the place to live, and if all of it's gone, then you can go back to Taiwan. 然后I say, oh.
我那个，我没有 worry， 没有忧虑的。
So I didn't have any worry.
但是神要给我的祝福是。超过我，心所想，眼所能够看，耳所听的。
But the blessing that God wanted to give me was more than eyes that can see, ears have heard, or hearts have ever conceived.
从我信主之后，跟随神求神，到现在没有匮乏过。这个公司给我的礼物只有每年增加，没有减少的。
But what God has done is so great that.You know what the rewards that my company has given me over all these years has only increased and not decreased.
直线往上升。
It increased significantly.
所以我们要相信我们的神。
So we need to have trust in our God.
不是这个 reward 的问题，而是说我们要跨出信心的这一步。
It's not about the reward per se, it's more about taking the leap of faith.
还有啊，这个东西有一个弯，对我来讲，说我以前想说，到底是税前还是税后？然后这边算半天，哎呀，税前他要扣掉30%，哎呀，神的道路真是直啊。
And so, sometimes I worry, is it pre-tax or after-tax concerning tithing?And I was thinking that, oh, pre-tax, then there's something about extra 30%.
很难算。
It was very hard to calculate, but yet yeah, I know that God's weight is straight.
所以当我们知道说所有的东西都是神的，所有权是在神的时候，我们就知道怎么行了。
When we know that the ownership of everything belongs to God, then we know what to do.
然后马拉基书三章十节的祝福就下来了。
And so the blessing from Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, and the blessing comes.
就是跟弟兄姐妹分享这个很重要的。 信心这个事，你要一定要踏出信。你看，你看圣经，耶稣所做的每件事情，谁得着？我们要有用信心，因为我们是用信心跟随神。
If you look at everything that Jesus has done, who has received it? Those who have faith in God.
这个三心两意呢，得不到神的最好的。
The people who are wavering, those they will not receive the best that God has for them.
好，接下来最后一个重点，不好意思，时间有点晚，我偷这几分钟就。
The last one, the last point.
不要论断人，这是最神给我最大最大的祝福。OK.
The last that we have, do not judge other people. That's the biggest blessing from God.
我现在都还在学习。
Even now, I'm still learning.
这只有神可以光照我们，让我们知道我们。神当时当我躺在地上的时候，在那个地方，跟那个虫在那边扭来扭去的时候，神让我看到我是一个论断十分非常论断人的人。
And as I was laying on the ground and I was moving about, God let me see that I was someone who judges people a lot.
我论到我的同事。
I judge my my colleagues.
我论到我的老板。
I judge my boss.
我论到我的太太。
I judge my wife.
我论到我的小孩。
I judge my children.
我论到我的父母。
I judge my parents.
我论到我的兄弟姐妹。
And I judge my brothers and sisters.
这是真的。
And that is true.
也许你还没看见。
Maybe you haven't seen it.
没有，我说，也许我说，也许你还没有看见你们的。
And what I'm saying is, maybe you haven't seen that you are judging the people around you.
但是我愿意敞开 ，Yeah.
But I am willing to open myself up.
但不是在这个 moment.
But not at this moment.
我们可以会后之后。
We can talk about it after the meeting.
所以神要神在这边要我们挪掉我们眼中的梁木，再去拔我们弟兄的那根刺。
So God wants us to take away the log that is in our eyes, and before we can take out the sawdust in other people's eyes.
这边的这个这边神讲的论断是指是指。这一方面的，就是说，不是神要我们，神要我们不要用我们自己的。如果这样，如果我们不喜欢用，我们不喜欢用这样，假设我们不喜欢用一个一个准则来评论我们自己，我们也不要用这一个准则去评断人家。
If we don't want to use the scale, the measurement, to judge ourselves.Then we shouldn't use that to judge other people.
那这边不是这边有一个重要的是说，还有一个另外一方面，这个另外一个方面就是说，我们要有从神来的从神来的智慧跟从神的真道去去做分辨。
And so this one tells us that we need to have wisdom that comes from God.To be able to have discernment.
所以论断跟分辨要分开了。
So we need to be very clear about the difference between judging and discernment.
好，那我们想到了最后一个啊，最后分享一个就是耶稣这边有告诉我们怎么样去，还有一个很重要就是祈求寻找叩门的这一个。
A very important part is about ask, seek, and knock.
你看在这边耶稣有重复两次，你没有发现到？
And here, if you look closely, Jesus repeated twice.
第一个是未来式。
One is in future tense.
第二个是现在式。
The second one is present tense.
第一个耶稣讲了这三件事情，它是神的一个应许。
Jesus talked about these three things, and it's God's promises.
他说如果我们祈求 就得就给我们。
It says, "Ask and it will be given to you."
我们寻找就寻见。
Seek and you will find.
我们叩门，他就逼我们开门。
Knock and the door will be open to you.
而且是现在。
And it is now.
也就是现在。
It is now.
那寻求，哎，没电。神可能叫我要停止。
No, do you want to? You can use mine.
感谢赞美主。你肺活量不够大。那这边有三个阶段，第一个是祈求，有三个。你看为什么要用一个祈求，一个寻求，还有一个寻找，一个叩门呢？
Let's look at here and why we need to ask, seek, and knock.
那有人是这样比喻，他说寻求就是我们来到神的，我们进到，你知道神给摩西有这个会幕，有外院，有圣所跟至圣所。
So God gave Moses the revelation of the outer court, the inner court, and the most holy place.
Yeah. 所以我们可以来到，我们可以随时都来到神的神的圣所里面。
So that we can come to God's temple all the time, anytime.
那第十二节这边告诉我们一件很重要的事情，是我们可以跟神求什么呢？
And verse 12 says.What we ask us, what can we ask from the Lord?
十一节，对不起，十一节。我们神在天上的父，岂不是把更好的东西给求他的人吗？
It says, how much more will your Father in heaven give good food to those who ask him?
那我们看一下路加福音十一章十二节。
Let's look at
Luke chapter 11, verse 12. 13节，12节，12节，13。他说：“你们虽然不好，尚且拿知道拿好东西给儿女。”何况天父岂不是将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Verse 13 says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
所以我们做一个所以我们需要来到神的面前，我们跟神求圣灵。那讲到圣灵这边，我稍微延伸一下，我五分钟来讲这件事情。刚刚我讲到说两件事情，一个讲到荣耀，一个讲到神的能力。我很快的解释。
So I'm going to use 5 minutes to explain more closely about asking for Holy Spirit.
那以后有机会我们可以再讨论。
So in the future we can continue to talk about.
这也是我的经验，然后印证圣经的话语。
And this is my personal experience that is written in the Bible.
我是八月十二号，我是八月二号，范宏台牧师为我祷告。
On August 2nd, when a pastor from Texas prayed for me.
California. Yeah,
California.
然后我是八月四号到八月十二号中间呢，读这个圣经。
I was reading these scriptures from August 4th to August 12th.
我是八月十二号那天得救的。
And I was saved on August 12th.
那天我电话中，我接受耶稣基督当我个人的救主。
And that day.
那是神的时间，因为是我的生日。
Because that was my birthday.
我 driver license 上面的生日。
That was my birthday or my driver's license.
我一个礼拜还躺在床上，躺在地板上滚来滚去。
That week, laying down on the ground, on the floor.
当我十二号接受耶稣基督当我个人救主的时候，在那天二十四小时，我的病就好了。
And that after when I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, within 24 hours, my sickness went away.
我就可以走路了。感谢主。感谢主。虽然是十几年的事情，但是要记，神所做的事情都是在永恒里面，都是在永恒。我们所见的每一次，我们神做在我们身上的事情，当我们做见证的时候，都是有他现在的这个永恒的 moment。
Even though it was done, it was in the, from the past. Every time when we share this testimony, it has a value in this moment, in eternity.
而且会带出能力。
And it can bring about power.
因为当我们见证神的大能的时候，能力就在我们的当中。
Because when we testify God's power, God's power is among us.
就像我们现在读耶稣两千年发生在他身上的事情一样。
It's just like when we are reading about Jesus and the things that happened 2,000 years ago.
所以我们可以神坐在我们身上，任何时间、任何事情发生在我们身上，我们都可以拿出来做见证。
And so when Jesus has done something in us, it doesn't have to be something necessarily something recent. Any time that God has done work in us.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
所以我一个点哈，讲完就好。我们看我们可以看约翰福音第十四章第，我们看一下约翰福音第十四章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
第十六节。第十七节，对不起，第十七节。就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们确认是他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
The spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him, but it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
With you, in you, with you, in you.神应许我们，当我们接受耶稣基督当我们的救主的时候，神就住在我们里面。
When we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, God lives within us.
耶稣就住在我们里面。
God lives in us.
耶稣的同在就在我们，在我们里面。
Jesus' presence is in us.
耶稣的圣灵就内住在我们里面。
Jesus' Holy Spirit is abiding in us.
而且 forever, 永远 abiding,
同在，
住在我们的里面，神住在我们里面，这是永远。那我们有时候会讲说，我们会听到弟兄姐妹说：“主啊，圣灵充满我，充满我。”这又是一怎么一回事呢？
And sometimes we ask God.
如果是住圣灵住在我们里面，可是我们又跟神求说圣灵充满我们，那这是什么意思呢？
If the Holy Spirit is already living within us, and yet we still cry out for the Holy Spirit to come and fill us, what does that mean?
圣灵他的工作是在有不同的一个阶段。
So there are different stages of the works of the Holy Spirit.
在以弗所书第四章讲到说，我们的父是怎样是。在万人之上，贯穿在万人之中，而且住在万人之内，对不对？
So, in Ephesians, it says, it talks about how our Father is living among his people.
在约翰福音第十四章第十七节这边讲到说，他常与我们同在，也要在我们的里面，对不对？ John 14章我们刚才读
John 14 it says that he will also live within us
那 圣灵在我们得救的时候内住在我们里面但是圣灵在我们得救之前做什么工作呢
So when we are when we accepted Jesus Christ the Holy Spirit comes and abides in us but before we accepted Jesus Christ what did the Holy Spirit do
圣灵是要来convict us
Holy Spirit is here to connect us.
Convict us.
Convict us.
叫我们知道罪，就像我刚躺在我躺在床上的时候，我躺在地上的时候，当我读神的话的时候，当范牧师为我祷告的时候，当我读神的话的时候，圣灵就在我里面做动工的工作，让我知道，让我知罪，让我知道我的问题。
As I was laying down on the floor, when the Holy Spirit came, when I talked about, when I talked to the pastor that was in California, and the Holy Spirit came and convicted me.
神已经在之前做预备的工作，但是当牧师带我决志祷告的时候，当我接受耶稣基督当我个人救主的时候，那时候圣灵跟神的同在就住在我的里面。
But after before I accepted Jesus, I was convicted by the Holy Spirit. And then after I accepted Jesus, the Holy Spirit came and abided in me.
那是什么？荣耀？那是神的基业，记得吗？那个以弗所书第一章，就是那个基业，圣灵那个在我们里面。
And so this is from Ephesians chapter
1, 13节。
Verse 13.
14节
the inheritance that's from inheritance until the redemption, sorry, of those who are God's possession.
对吧？他这边讲说，你们既然信了他，就受了什么？就受了应许的圣灵为印记。
Here it says verse 13. It says, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
所以说圣灵住在我们里面，是我们一生的、永远的带领我们的保卫师。那在《使徒行传》第一章第八节又讲到，当圣灵临到我们的时候，我们就怎样？我们就得着能力 ，right？所以我们常常跟神求，我们这个神的，这是神他，我们跟神呼求神的能力护庇我们，这是两件事情，弟兄姐妹。所以说我们必须要神的能力护庇我们，但是神我们要圣灵住在我们里面。
Okay, so we want the Holy Spirit to the Holy Spirit is living within us, and the Holy Spirit, God's presence can protect us.
Yeah, 我想我先讲到这边，因为这个可能自己基本上我就是稍微分享到，因为时间的关系，我就结束到这个地方。那我们我有一个感到吧，其实我们弟兄姐妹，其实我们来神的能力啊。神的荣耀跟神的能力是不一样的。
So there is a difference between God's power and God's glory.
圣经上讲到说，以色列人知道神的作为，就是神的能力，但是摩西知道神的道路，神的法则。
So in the Bible it says that the Israelites know God's power, which is God's works, but Moses.God's
laws and the way God does things. So, God's glory, God's presence, is with us.
God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is
可是当我们顺服神的时候，当我们顺服神的带领、神的同在、神顺服的时候，神的能力就在我们的身上，借着我们身上，借着我们彰显出来。
But when we obey God, God's power is manifested through us.
When we 认罪，当我们神感动我们，我们去顺服去认罪，或者说当神感动我们就，我们就是凭着信心，我们就跨出去，我们感谢赞美主的时候，当我们读圣经的时候，神就会，他的力量，他的能力就会在我们身上。好，感谢赞美主，主啊，我们做一个祷告结束，好吧？主啊，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你今天带领我们，主啊，因为我们不过我们没有分享多，我们求你在你的圣灵继续在我们弟兄姐妹的生命里面运行，哈利路亚。主啊，若是有需要的弟兄姐妹，主啊，你亲自在我们当中，主啊，做更新变化的工作，哈利路亚。主啊，我们感谢赞美你。愿你的荣耀，愿你的能力，主啊，覆庇我们，因为我们的荣耀，我们的能力都是在乎你，在乎我们的神。感谢赞美主，我这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。